ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् Fifth Canto, Chapter 14, The Forest of Enjoyment. Kachit cha shita vatadi anekadhi daivika bhautikatmanam bhautikatmiyanam dashanam pratinibarane akalpa duranta chintaya vishanya aste. So this is in a verse form, so I'll just read it through. Kachitcha shita vatadi anekadhi daivika bhautikatmiyanam dashanam prati nivarane akalpa duranta chintaya vishanya aste. What do? Usually when there is a verse form, do you repeat? Okay. Kachitcha shita vatadanekadhi daivika bhautikatmiyanam dashanam prati nivarane kalpo duranta chintaya vishanya aste. Please go ahead.
Kachitcha shita vatadanekadhi daivika bhautikatmiyanam दशानं प्रतिनिवारं अकल्पो दुरंत चिंतयादि सर्नास्ति. क्वचित् सितो माता ध्याने आदि वैदिको भूतिकात्मानं दशानं प्रतिनिवारणे अकल्पो दुरंत चिंतयादि सर्नास्ति.
Yes, some verses in the fifth canto are like that. They are just prose form. So generally we read them through like this. Or should we try to break them and read? Anyway. Kachit. Sometimes. Cha. Also. You are translating? Do you need to translate? Kachit. Sometimes. Cha. Also. Shita Bhatadi. Such as cold and strong wind. Aneka. Various.
Aneka.
Adhi Daivika. Created by the demigod. Bhautika, Adhi Bhautika, created by other living beings. Atmiyanam, Adhatmika, created by the body and mind. Dashanam, of the conditions of misery. Prati nivarane, in the counteracting.
Pratikar
akalpa, unable,
asamartha,
duranto,
duranto,
very severe,
duranto,
achinta,
achinta.
I'm sorry, chintaya, by anxieties,
chintare,
vishanna, moros,
visarna,
aste, he remains. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Being unable to protect himself from the threefold miseries of material existence, the conditioned soul becomes very morose and lives a life of lamentation. These threefold miseries are miseries suffered by mental calamity at the hands of the demigods, such as freezing wind and scorching heat, miseries offered by other living entities, and miseries arising from the mind and body themselves.
Baddha jiva konasi konasi samare sita bata prabhuti bahubhida adidaidika adibhautika o adhyatmika buddha sar pratikar karivare asamartha hoi niranta chintare visarna hoitha.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The so-called happy materialistic person is constantly having to endure the threefold miseries of life, called adhi daivik, adhi atmik, and adhi bhautik. Actually, no one can counteract these threefold miseries. All three may assail one at one time, or one misery may be absent and the other present. Thus, the living entity is full of anxiety, fearing misery from one side or the other. The conditioned soul must be disturbed by at least one of these three miseries. There is no escape.
Srila Prabhupada ji bhavartha nijaku sukhi mone kurtiva tathakathita jadavadi vyakti barabar adi daivika adhyatmika o adi bhautika namaka krita pare dabdibhuta heuta prakruta pakhe kehi ye krita pare pratikar kari parive nahi ekatharke ba ek samaye re ye krita pare vyakti bhog kari pare kimba gotiye tap na thai pare ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟ ଦୁଇଟି ଥାଇପାରେ। ଏହିପରି ଭାବେ ଜୀବ ଗୋଟିଏ ଦିଗରୁ କିମ୍ବା ଅନ୍ୟ ଦିଗରୁ ଦୁଃଖ ବା ତାପ ଆଶଙ୍କା କରି ସର୍ବଦା ଚିନ୍ତାଗ୍ରସ୍ତ ହୋଇ ପଡ଼ିଥାଏ। ଅନ୍ତତଃ ପକ୍ଷେ ଏହି ତ୍ରିତାପ ମଧ୍ୟରୁ ଗୋଟିଏ ତାପରେ ବଦ୍ଧ ଜୀବ ନିଶ୍ଚିତ ଭାବେ ତାପିତ ହୋଇଥାଏ, ଏଥିରୁ ସହଜରେ ସେ ମୁକ୍ତ ହୋଇପାରେ ନାହିଁ।
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 कचिच्च शीत वातादनेकाधी दैविका भौतिकात्मीयानां दशानां प्रतिनिवारणे कल्प दुरंत चिंताया विषन्न अस्ते बीइंग अनेबल टू प्रोटेक्ट हिमसेल्फ फ्रॉम द थ्रीफोल्ड मिजरीज ऑफ मटेरियल एक्जिस्टेंस द कंडीशन सोल बिकम्स वेरी मोरस एंड लिव्स अ लाइफ ऑफ लैमेंटेशन दीज थ्रीफोल्ड मिजरीज आर मिजरीज सफर्ड बाय मेंटल कैलामिटी एट द हैंड्स ऑफ द डेमीगॉड्स सच एज freezing wind and scorching heat, miseries offered by other living entities, and miseries arising from the mind and the body themselves. So, this chapter is described as the forest of enjoyment.
ভৌতিক জগতে উপভোগর এক বিরাট অরণ্য সম্পর্কে
ইট ইজ কোয়াইট ইন্টারেস্টিং টু নোট দ্য ফরেস্ট অফ এনজয়মেন্ট নো ওয়ান গোজ টু ফরেস্ট টু এনজয়
এটা এক চমৎকার বিষয় যে এই কেউ ভাবিব না বরফে যাইকে কেউ উপভোগ করবে
ইন দ্য ফরেস্ট হোয়াট ডু উই গেট ইন দ্য ফরেস্ট উই গেট মিজারিজ
আমি বনকু গেলে দুঃখই পাব
ইন দ্য ফরেস্ট ফার্স্ট অফ অল ইটস এ ভেরি আনপ্লেজেন্ট স্টেস আনপ্লেজেন্ট প্লেস টু বি ইন হুইচ ইজ ফুল অফ ডেঞ্জারাস অ্যানিমলস অ্যান্ড ভেরিয়াস আদার ক্যালামিটিস
বন এক নিরানন্দ স্থান কারণ সেখানে অনেক জীবজন্তু বন্যজন্তু অনেক তাছাড়া
So similarly, this material nature is not actually a place of enjoyment. The endeavor to enjoy in the material nature is nothing but an illusion.
এই যে ভূত প্রকৃতিকে উপভোগ করিবার যে চেষ্টা প্রচেষ্টা তাহা কেবল মায়া
Yeah, that's why it is described as the illusory energy of the world.
ইহা ভগবানের মায়া শক্তি ভাবে বর্ণিত হয়েছে
The living entities are naturally anandamaya and living entities naturally joyful. Therefore, living entities want enjoyment. It's a natural instinct of a living entity.
Yeah. Prakriti pakare jiva manga pani swabhavik avastha samane upabhog karibaku chahiye karan jiva mane samaste anandamoy dikire rahibaku chahiye.
Because the living entity is anandamoy, they naturally want ananda. But the condition of experiencing ananda is to be connected to Supreme Ananda, Krishna. And when the living entity is connected to Krishna, he is naturally situated in an anandamaya state.
যেতবে জীব ভগবান পরমানন্দময় ভগবানের সহিত সম্পৃক্ত হয়ে যায় সেতবে সেই পরমানন্দরে রয়ে পরমানন্দ স্থিতিরে রয়ে
বাট ওয়েন এ লিভিং এন্টিটি ফরগেটস কৃষ্ণ দেন হি লুজেস হিজ আনন্দময় স্টেট
ଯେତେବେଳେ ଜୀବ ପରମାତ୍ମା ବା ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ସେ ଭୁଲିଯାଏ ସେତେବେଳେ ସେ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିରୁ ବିଚ୍ୟୁତ ହୁଏ।
ସୋ ୱେନ୍ ହି ଲିଭ୍ସ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱେନ୍ ହି ବିକମ୍ସ ସେପରେଟେଡ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱେନ୍ ହି ଗୋଜ୍ ଆୱେ ଫ୍ରମ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଦେନ୍ ହି ବିକମ୍ସ ସିଚୁଏଟେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଆନ୍ ଇଲ୍ୟୁଜରି ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍।
ଯେତେବେଳେ ଜୀବ ଭଗବାନ ଠାରୁ ଦୂରେଇ ଯାଏ ସେତେବେଳେ ସେ ସମ୍ମୋହିତ ଅବସ୍ଥାରେ ରହେ, ମାୟା ସ୍ଥିତିରେ ରହେ।
And in that illusory state, he wants ananda, but he cannot get ananda.
Even in sammohita avasthare, by maya shakti ra prabhav re, he ananda chahe, kintu ananda ka putra paaye.
Krishna bhuli shei jeev anadi bohir mukh, atoev maya tare dai samsar dukha. When a living entity forgets Krishna, Krishna bhuli, and he becomes anadi bohirmukh. He looks away from Krishna and looks towards Maya. And as a result of that, Maya inflicts. Maya tare daye samsar dukha. Maya inflicts the miseries of the material existence.
ଯେତେବେଳେ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କୁ ଜୀବ ଭୁଲିଯାଏ ସେତେବେଳେ ତାର ବହିର୍ଭୂତ ଦୋଷ ହେତୁ ସେ ଭୁଲି କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ମୁହଁ ଫେରେଇ ନେବା ହେତୁ ସେ ବହୁତ ଦୁଃଖ ପାଏ। ସେ ଦୁଃଖ ହେଉଛି ଯେ ସେ ଭୂତ ପ୍ରକୃତିର ସଂସାରକୁ ଆସିଥାଏ।
କୃଷ୍ଣ ବହିର୍ମୁଖ ହୋଇୟା ଭଗବାନଛା କରେ ନିକଟସ୍ଥ ମାୟା ତାରେ ଜାପଟିଆ। When one turns his face away from Krishna, then immediately Maya, who is just next to Krishna, actually Krishna, Maya is not far from Krishna. Nikatastha Maya is just very close to Krishna. Maya is Krishna's external energy. What is not Krishna, that is Maya. So as soon as we turn our face away from Krishna, then Maya immediately catches us.
ଯେତେବେଳେ ଜଣେ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କୁ ଠାରୁ ମୁହଁ ଫେରେଇ ଦିଏ ସେତେବେଳେ ମାୟା ନିକଟସ୍ଥ ମାୟା ତାକୁ ଜାବୁଡ଼ି ଧରେ। ମାୟାକୁ ନିକଟରେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ନିକଟରେ ଥାଏ ଏବଂ ଯେଉଁଠି କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାହାନ୍ତି ବା ଯାହା କୃଷ୍ଣ ନୁହେଁ ସେଇଟା ହେଉଛି ମାୟା। ତେଣୁ ଯେଉଁ ମୁହୂର୍ତ୍ତରେ ଜଣେ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ମୁହଁ ଫେରେଇ ଦିଏ
So just as Maya is very close to Krishna, we also have to understand that Krishna is very close to Maya.
Yeto Maya Krishna prati nikotra tha tena amku bujhiya padebo je Krishna madhya Maya nikotra tha।
So as soon as we turn away from Maya and towards Krishna, then immediately we are in Krishna's internal potency.
ଯେତେବେଳେ ଆମେ ମାୟାରୁ ମୁହଁ ଫେରେଇକି କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆଡ଼କୁ ଦୃଷ୍ଟି ଦେଉ ସେତେବେଳେ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କର ଅନ୍ତରଙ୍ଗା ଶକ୍ତିରେ ସଙ୍ଗେ ସଙ୍ଗେ ଆମେ ପ୍ରବେଶ କରିବୁ।
ଟୁ ବିକମ୍ ଫ୍ରି ଫ୍ରମ୍ ମାୟା ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ ଭେରିୟସ୍ ପ୍ରୋସେସେସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦ ଜେନେରାଲି ଦ ଅଦର ପ୍ରୋସେସେସ୍ ଆର୍ ଭେରି ଡିଫିକଲ୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଟାଇମ୍ କନ୍ଜ୍ୟୁମିଙ୍ଗ ୱେର୍ ଆଜ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କନ୍ସିୟସ୍ନେସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଇମିଡ଼ିଏଟ୍।
ବହୁତ ବହୁବିଧ
ପନ୍ଥା
ଅଛି ମାୟା ମାୟାକୁ ଦୂରେଇ ଯିବାକୁ, କିନ୍ତୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଚେତନା ଗ୍ରହଣ କରିବା ହେଉଛି ସବୁଠାରୁ ସହଜ ସୁଗମ ପନ୍ଥା।
ଇଫ୍ ୱି ସି ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ଷ୍ଟେଜେସ୍ ବିଟୱିନ୍ ଦ କଣ୍ଡିସନ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ ଟୁ ଆନନ୍ଦ ମାୟା ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ ଦେର୍ ଡିଫରେଣ୍ଟ ଷ୍ଟେଜେସ୍
ବିଭିନ୍ନ ସ୍ଥିତି ଅଛି ଯାହାକି ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିରୁ
ଭୌତିକ ସ୍ଥିତିରୁ
ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି ଯିବା ପାଇଁ,
ବିକଜ ଜୀବା ଇଜ୍ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ବଟ୍ ନାଓ ୱି ହାଭ୍ ବିକମ୍
ନିରାନନ୍ଦ
ବିକଜ ୱି ହାଭ୍ ବିକମ୍ ଇନ୍ଫ୍ଲୁଏନ୍ସଡ୍ ଅର୍ କଣ୍ଡିସନ୍ଡ ବାଇ ମାୟା।
ଆମେ ମାୟା ଦ୍ୱାରା ସମୟିତ ହେଇଥିବା ହେତୁ ଆମେ ନିରାନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିକୁ ଆସିଯାଉଛୁ, କିନ୍ତୁ ଆମେ ସମସ୍ତେ ସେଇ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିରେ ରହିବା କଥା, କାରଣ ଜୀବ ସ୍ୱଭାବତଃ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ।
So our consciousness can gradually, like now generally, at the lowest state of conscious, state of material existence, a jiva is in a annamaya state. Annamaya.
Nicha chetana rahiti jiva annamaya sthiti re rahuchi.
So from annamaya, like the animal, all they know is where is food, where is food.
ଯେପରି ସାଧାରଣ ପଶୁଟେ କେଉଁଠି ଖାଦ୍ୟ ଅଛି କେଉଁଠି ଖାଦ୍ୟ ଅଛି ଖୋଜି ଦେଉଛି, ସେଭଳି ଭାବରେ ଆମମାନେ ମଧ୍ୟ ଖାଦ୍ୟ ପଛରେ ଦୌଡ଼ୁ।
ଦ ନେକ୍ସଟ ଟୁ ଅନ୍ନମୟ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମନୋମୟ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍।
ଅନ୍ନମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିରୁ ମନୋମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିକୁ ଯାଏ, ତାର ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଅବସ୍ଥା ହେଉଛି ମନୋମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି।
ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ମନୋମୟ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ପ୍ରାଣମୟ।
ମନୋମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି ପରେ ହେଉଛି ପ୍ରାଣମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି।
ଦେନ୍ ପ୍ରାଣମୟ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ପ୍ରାଣମୟ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଜ୍ଞାନମୟ।
ଏ ପ୍ରାଣମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି ପରେ ଆସୁଛି ଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି।
ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ବିଜ୍ଞାନମୟ।
ଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି ପରେ ଆସୁଛି ବିଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି।
ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେନ୍ ଫାଇନାଲି ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ।
ଏବଂ ଏଇ ବିଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି ପରେ ସର୍ବଶେଷରେ ଆସୁଛି ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି।
ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ବିଟୱିନ୍ ବିଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆନଦର ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଭାବମୟ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍।
ବିଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ଏବଂ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟର ମଧ୍ୟବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଅବସ୍ଥାରେ ରହୁଛି ଭାବମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି।
ବଟ୍ so jivas are in annamaya state,
kada sadharana bhavare jivo annamaya sthiti re rahuchi।
Now in krishna consciousness we from annamaya state we can very easily just go into the anandamaya state,
ebong ei krishna chetana grahan dwara ame ei annamaya sthiti ru khub sahajare anandamaya sthiti ki jai paribo।
Whereas other processes, they gradually try to negate this and then come to the think of coming to anandamaya state.
Anya anya upaya dwara ya dusadhya hue karan gote pore gote ku mane baad dei aute ku jiba ku seta samay sapeka ba dusadhya hue।
For example, the yogis want to stop eating,
yepar ki udaharan nai jai pare ଯୋଗୀ ମାନେ ସେମାନେ ତାଙ୍କର ଖାଦ୍ୟପେୟକୁ ତ୍ୟାଗ କରନ୍ତି।
ଦେନ୍ ଦେ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଷ୍ଟପ୍ ଦ ଆକ୍ଟିଭିଟିଜ୍ ଦେ ମାଇଣ୍ଡ,
ଏବଂ ତାପରେ ତାଙ୍କର ମନର କ୍ରିୟାକୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ସେମାନେ ବନ୍ଦ କରନ୍ତି।
ଦେନ୍ ଦେ ଟ୍ରାଏ ଟୁ ଷ୍ଟପ୍ ବ୍ରିଦିଂ,
ସେମାନେ ତାପରେ ପିଇବାକୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ଛାଡ଼ିଦିଅନ୍ତି।
ଦେ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଷ୍ଟପ୍ କଣ୍ଟ୍ରୋଲ ଦ ପ୍ରାଣ ବାଇ ଷ୍ଟପିଂ,
ଏମିତି ଉପାୟରେ ସେ ତାଙ୍କର ପ୍ରାଣକୁ ନିୟନ୍ତ୍ରଣ କରିବାକୁ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରନ୍ତି।
ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ ଦେ ଥିଙ୍କ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଦେ ୱିଲ୍ କମ୍ ଟୁ ଦ ଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ବିଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଫାଇନାଲି କମ୍ ଟୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ହାଭ୍ ଏନି ଇନଫର୍ମେସନ୍ ଅବାଉଟ୍ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍।
ସେମାନେ ପ୍ରକୃତରେ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତି ସମ୍ପର୍କରେ କୌଣସି ତାଙ୍କର ଜ୍ଞାନ ନଥାଏ, କିନ୍ତୁ ଏହିଭଳି ସେ କ୍ରମାନ୍ୱୟରେ ଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ବିଜ୍ଞାନମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିକୁ ଯିବାକୁ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରନ୍ତି।
ସୋ ଦ ପ୍ରୋସେସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଯୋଗା ଅଷ୍ଟାଙ୍ଗ ଯୋଗା ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଷ୍ଟରିଟିଜ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ପେନାନ୍ସେସ୍ ଆର୍ ଅଲ୍ ଭେରି ଡିଫିକଲ୍ଟ ଷ୍ଟେଜେସ୍, practically impossible to achieve the perfection।
Kero ei ashtanga yoga paddhati bahut kashta sadhya ja ki prakrita pakhe bhagavat chetana ku asiba pai eta upadeya।
Whereas let us see, whereas krishna bhakti is very easily achieved without any difficulty।
Krishna bhakti khub sahaj sulabh panta ebong sahajre jone yaku pai paribo।
Like we are in an annamaya state, but Krishna has given us shei annamrita pao, Krishna has given us krishna prasad।
We don't annamaya sthiti re achu ebam krishna kripa kari ki amaku prasad dauchanti, anna prasad dauchanti।
So we don't have to give up eating, but rather eating we can go back to God।
Amar khaibar chhadwa dorkar nai, khadya chhadibar konsi aboshyakta nai, ବରଂ ଏ ଖାଦ୍ୟ ଖାଇକି ମଧ୍ୟ ଆମେ ସେ ଆନନ୍ଦମୟ ସ୍ଥିତିକୁ ଯାଇପାରିବୁ।
ୱି ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ହାଭ୍ ଟୁ ଷ୍ଟପ୍ ଦ ଆକ୍ଟିଭିଟିଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ମାଇଣ୍ଡ, ବଟ୍ ୱି ସିମ୍ପଲି ହାଭ୍ ଟୁ ବିକମ୍ ମନ ମନା ଭାବ, ଥିଙ୍କ ଅଫ୍ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣା ୱିଥ୍ ଆୱର୍ ମାଇଣ୍ଡ।
ଆମେ ମନର କ୍ରିୟାକୁ ବନ୍ଦ କରିବାର କୌଣସି ଆବଶ୍ୟକତା ନାହିଁ, ଆମେ ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କୁ ମନ ଭିତରେ ରଖିପାରିବା, ମନ ମନା ଭାବ ଭଗବାନ କହିଛନ୍ତି ଭଗବଦ୍ଗୀତା।
ଆଣ୍ଡ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଥିଙ୍କ ଅବାଉଟ୍ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ ଇଜ୍ କ୍ରିଷ୍ଣ କନସିୟସନେସ୍,
ଏବଂ କେବଳ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ସମ୍ପର୍କରେ ଚିନ୍ତା କରି ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ চিন্তা করিকি জনে কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য হয়ে পারে।
And then automatically we will transcend these other stages, Jnanamaya, Vijnanamaya, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya, Vijnanamaya, and come to the Anandamaya state.
এইভাবে ভাবলে আমি ক্রমান্বয়ে প্রাণময় জ্ঞানময় বিজ্ঞানময় এই স্থিতিকে যাই শেষে আনন্দময় স্থিতিতে পৌঁছাই পারি।
Like as it has been described, we forgot Krishna, we came to Maya.
যেপরি আমি যেতেবেলে কৃষ্ণকে ভুলিলু সেতেবেলে মায়াকে আসিলু।
Now, if we remember Krishna, we'll go back to Krishna.
এবং আমি বর্তমান যদি কৃষ্ণকে মনে পকাইবু তাহলে পুনি কৃষ্ণ পাখি চালিয়ে পারি।
So, Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us a very clear understanding how dangerous and how difficult this material nature is. But at the same time, Bhagavat is giving us the final solution to all our problems. Just think of Krishna and never forget Him.
তেণু ভাগবত আমাকে এই সম্বাদ দিয়ে যে এ ভৌতিক জগত কিভাবে কষ্টপূর্ণ এবং তা সহিত মধ্যে ভাগবত আমাকে দৌঁচ যে আমি কত সহজে আমি কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্যশীল হয়ে ভগবান কৃষ্ণ পাখি যাইপারি এবং পরমানন্দ লাভ করিপারি।
লাইক দিস মেটেরিয়াল নেচার জাস্ট অ্যাজ দিস ভার্স হ্যাজ ডিসক্রাইবড দিস মেটেরিয়াল নেচার ইজ ফুল অফ থ্রি ফোল্ড মিজারিজ নোবডি ক্যান এসকেপ দেম।
এতে এই স্বরূপরে বর্ণনা দেওয়া হয়েছে যে কিভাবে ভূত প্রকৃতি তৃতাপরে তৃতাপ ভূত প্রকৃতি তৃতাপ
দুঃখ
দুঃখ রয়েছে এবং কেহি এই তৃতাপ জনিত দুঃখরু নিজকে রক্ষা করে পারবে না।
সো দ্য থ্রিফোল্ড মিজারি আধি আত্মিক আধি দৈবিক এন্ড আধি ভৌতিক নোবডি ক্যান অ্যাভয়েড। Sometimes all three come, sometimes one come or two comes, but we are always under the influence of these threefold miseries of the material nature.
এই তৃতাপ কেহি উপেক্ষা করি পারিব নাই আধ্যাত্মিক আদিদৈবিক আদিভৌতিক এই তৃতাপ রু নিশ্চিত ভাবে গোটিয়ে না গোটিয়ে তাপ আম পাখে রহিব আমি তাকে এড়িয়ে যাই পারিব না।
And sometimes we may feel that well we are not suffering, but that state is very short lasting.
Bele bele ame dekhu anubhav karu je amar konchi dukkha ba kashta nahi kintu ta bahut kom somoy pai sthayi.
And adhi atmik, actually in the material nature one is constantly suffering from adhi atmik klesh.
Ei bhuta prakrutire ame dekhibu যে জনে আধ্যাত্মিক আধ্যাত্মিক যে তাপ সেতরে প্রায় সমস্ত এতরে ভোগিত
অল দ্য টাইম
সবুবারে।
ফর এক্সাম্পল দ্য মিজারি ইজ কজড বাই বডি অ্যান্ড মাইন্ড ইজ আধ্যাত্মিক আওয়ার বডি মে বি অল রাইট বাট আওয়ার মাইন্ড ইজ অলওয়েজ কজিং আস ডিফিকাল্টিস।
আমি দেখো যে এই আধ্যাত্মিক যে তাপ এহা শরীর এবং মনর আসুচি শরীর হেত আমার সুস্থ রইপারে কিন্তু মানসিক যন্ত্রণা বা বিষণ্ণতা সবুবেলে রয়েছে।
স্পেশালি ইন দ্য মেটেরিয়াল নেচার উই আর কনস্ট্যান্টলি সাফরিং ফ্রম এনভি।
এই ভৌতিক জগতরে এই ভূত প্রকৃতির ব্যবস্থা ভিতরে আমি সবুঠু বেশি ভাবে কষ্ট পাচ্ছি যে আমার যে ঈর্ষা বা দ্বেষ পোষণ করি
অর লাস্ট
কিংবা আমার ভিতরে যে কাম ভাবনা জাগ্রত হচ্ছে সেটা আমি বেশি কষ্ট পাব
অর অ্যাঙ্গার
কিংবা ক্রোধ যোগের মধ্যে আমি কষ্ট পাব।
সো অল দিজ আর কনস্ট্যান্টলি গিভিং আস মিজারি লাস্ট গ্রিড অ্যাঙ্গার ইলিউশন এনভি প্রাইড
এই কাম ক্রোধ লোভ এগুলিক আমাকে অহরহ ব্যতিব্যস্ত করেছি বা কষ্ট করেছি।
সো ওয়ান মে নট ডিস্টিংক্টলি এক্সপিরিয়েন্স দেম বাট দিজ মিজারিজ আর মেকিং আস কনস্ট্যান্টলি সাফারিং।
জনে হয়তো ঠিক ভাবে জানিপারু নাই কিন্তু সে নিশ্চিত ভাবে কষ্ট পাচ্ছে এই তাপ।
অ্যান্ড হোয়াট টু স্পিক অফ ওয়েন আধি দৈবিক অ্যান্ড আধি ভৌতিক ক্লেশেস কাম।
वैदिक आदिभूति कथा बा कौन कहबा
लाइक व्हेन देयर इज अ साइक्लोन व्हेन देयर इज अर्थक्वेक व्हेन देयर इज अ वोल्केनिक इरप्शन और जस्ट रिसेंटली वी एक्सपीरियंस सुनामी जस्ट वन वेव कॉज सो मच डिस्ट्रेस दीज आर कॉज्ड बाय द डेंजर
हम देखिबा जे बात्या महावात्या एवं अग्निगिरिर उद्गिरण एवं सुनामी एगुड़िक खूब कम समय भितर आमको विपद पक
And these are adhi doivik things, caused by the
demigods.
Demigods are the controllers of different affairs of the material nature, and sometimes they inflict miseries upon us.
Devatamane, adhikariko devatamane, semane vibhinna prakaro, niyantranara achante bhuta prakrutira, semane kutharu, amo kichi kashta aapichi.
So these are the These are the attacks of this material nature.
इगुड़ी को हो ची भूत प्रकृतरो प्रकृतरे आमन को प्रति आक्रमण.
And in this chapter, it has also been described that the relatives and friends, they are the cause of our distress.
ऐपर की इधर आप देखिबा जे आमरो संपर्कियो आत्मियों माने मध्यो आमर दुखरो कारण हुई.
We think that our friends and family members, they are so close to us, and they are the source of our enjoyment. But actually, they are like the wild animals in the forest. They are attacking us.
Ame bhavu je parivar bandhu borgo amaro ati ghanishto ebong semane amaku kichi ananda debe shanti debe kintu ami dekhuchu সেমানে বন্য জন্তু ঠারো মধ্যে কিছু কম নুহতি সেমানে মধ্যে আমাকে বেড়ে বেড়ে আক্রমণ করতে
সো আই জাস্ট রিড ফ্রম দিস পার্ট হিয়ার ফ্রম দ্য সামারি অফ দিস চ্যাপ্টার The living entity begins material life with his mind and the five knowledge-acquiring senses. And with these, he struggles for existence. Actually, it is from the summary of this summary chapter. Oh, there is no summary. Okay, it's all right. Okay, I'll just read small sentences. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mano Shasthanindriyani Prakritisthani Karshati. The living entity begin material life with his mind and the five knowledge acquiring senses.
Jivatma tar kriya arambha karuchi mano ebong pancha gyanendriya dwara.
And with this he struggles for existence within the material nature.
Se yari dwara jivan sangram karuchi.
These senses are compared to rogues and thieves within the forest.
ei indriyo guliko
In the forest. So this is a forest of material existence. Yeah. They take away man's knowledge and place him in a network of nations. And organic. Thus the senses are like, okay, over and above this, there are family members,
या बादे मध्ये हो परिवार अछंती परिवार सब मान अछंती
वाइफ एंड चिल्ड्रन
स्त्री एवं पिला मान संतान माने
हु आर एग्जैक्टली लाइक फेरोशियस एनिमल्स इन द फॉरेस्ट
ये कि अति भयंकर हिंस्र वन्य जंतु संबंधित
द बिजनेस ऑफ सच फेरोशियस एनिमल्स इज टू ईट अ मैनस फ्लेश
ये हिंस्र जंतु मानकर कार्य होची से मनुष्य मांस भक्षण करो
The living entity allows himself to be attacked by jackals and foxes.
Hey, jiva mane shial ma
foxes.
Foxes, shial mara. Bhakti tapa.
Akraman.
Ha? Akraman kare. Kuchh
bhi shabam. Akraman kare chhinte. And who are those jackals and foxes? Wife and children.
Wife. स्त्री एवं पिलामानते शियाल शियाल
एंड दस हिज रियल स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ इज फिनिश्ड
तेणु तार आध्यात्मिक जीवन नष्ट हो जाए
इन द फॉरेस्ट ऑफ मटेरियल लाइफ एवरीवन इज एनवियस लाइक मस्किटोज
भौतिक जगत रूप अरण्य समस्ते ईर्षालु अच्छा जमी के मशा मशा सब
And rats and mice are always creating disturbances. So, the point is, in this material nature, we are trying to enjoy, but actual purpose of this material nature is to give us miseries.
मनुष्य चाहूँगी उपभोग करिया को भूत प्रकृति को प्रकृत पक्ष भूत प्रकृति ताकि दुख दे कष्ट दे
सो नाउ व्हाट इज द कॉज ऑफ दिस सफरिंग कॉज ऑफ दिस मिजरी फॉरगेटफुलनेस ऑफ कृष्ण
ये कारण कौन एवरी दुख कष्ट पाएगा दुख कष्ट पाएगा कारण हो ची जे आमे जो भगवान को भूल जाए चुका कृष्ण को भूल जाए सेटा ही कारण
That's why Rupa Goswami gave a very simple formula.
Rupa Goswami both sarva sundara antha dite.
Always remember Krishna and never forget him.
Sabubale Krishna ku mana rakho kebe taku bhuli jao.
Because if we forget Krishna we'll fall in maya.
Jadi Krishna ku bhuli jibo tumi nischit maya prabhavit hobo.
If we fall in maya then we'll suffer.
যদি মায়া দ্বারা প্রভাবিত হয় তাহলে তুমি নিশ্চিত হবে যন্ত্রণা পাই কষ্ট পাই
Now the question is whether we want to suffer. Do we want to suffer? Naturally not.
বর্তমান প্রশ্ন হচ্ছে আমি কোন প্রকৃতিরে দুঃখ কষ্ট পাইবা তো চাও কি না আমি কেবল দুঃখ কষ্ট পাইবা চাও
Now if we don't want to suffer then what we have to do? Never forget Krishna.
যদি আমি দুঃখ কষ্ট পাইবা চাও না তাহলে আমি কেবল মধ্য কৃষ্ণকে ভুলিবা না
And always remember Krishna.
एवं सब वाले कृष्ण को मना रखिए बात कृष्ण को चिंता करते हैं.
Remembering Krishna means to be with Krishna.
भगवान को मने पक्के बार और तो भगवान का सही तरह ही रखते हैं.
And if we remember Krishna, if we are with Krishna, then we are in contact with Anandamaya.
यदि हमें भगवान को मने पक्के पार चुके एवं भगवान को पाकर सर्वदा रोही पार चुके, ताहले हमें आनंदमय स्थिति रोही.
And to be Anandamaya means being connected to Ananda and we will be absorbed in Ananda, we'll be submerged in Ananda.
Anandamaya mane ame ananda sahita samparna rakhiba eba ananda bhitare budi rahiba.
Just like if when the electricity passes through a cable, then it is that cable is the conductor of electricity.
যেতবেলে বিদ্যুৎ শক্তি গোটে তার মধ্যে প্রবাহিত হুয়ে সেতবে সে তারটা বিদ্যুৎ হয়ে যায়
সিমিলারলি ইফ উই রিমেইন ইন কন্ট্যাক্ট উইথ কৃষ্ণ দেন উই উইল বি অলসো স্পিরিচুয়ালি সিচুয়েটেড ইন আ স্টেট অফ সচ্চিদানন্দময় সত চিত আনন্দময় স্থিতি
আমি যদি ভগবানের সহ সম্পর্ক রাখিব তার আমি মধ্যে ভগবানের ভাই
So this is the simple process that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us so mercifully. This is a simple process. Sarala Pantha.
Sarala Sarala Pantha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu amku deichanti.
And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be Mahavadaniya. Such simple and easy process was not available before. One had to gradually come to the platform of bhakti, not directly. Like the Vedas show a gradual process, karma kanda, then jnana kanda, and then finally comes to the platform of bhakti. And those processes, it was understood, it would take many, many lifetimes. Even in Mahabharata, we see that one had to gradually come to the platform of Brahminical platform, where he gets an ability or opportunity to study the Vedas and practice spiritual
life.
In this cycle, one comes to the human platform. In the progressive cycle, one comes to a human platform, finally. Then when one gets the human platform, then one comes to the purified state of cultured human life.
Suddha, Sanskrita, Avastaku, Tapar Jana Asipari.
And then he would gradually evolve life after. It's a course that takes lives and lives after life.
Yeah, bahu janma nahi pare, bahu janma samaj nahi pare. Is sthiti ko achi
pare. And then when one comes to the process of practicing this process of yoga or different aspects of Gyanakanda, austerities, penances, Ashtanga Yoga, that would take him thousands of years.
A yoga paddhati, Ashtanga Yoga paddhati, ba tapasya, dhyana, yudhaka sabu, hajar hajar barsa, samaya lagi.
And still, there was no guarantee, one would fall down.
Ethere madhya ponasi prakara, sthirata nahi, nishchitata nahi,
So many practitioners we find fell down. Vishwamitra, after 64,000 years of practicing austerity, he fell down.
Vishwamitra ibali kathina tapasya rata thile 64,000 barsha kintu sesare se mantra tankar madhye patan hei jaichi.
So we can see that how difficult that process was, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave a very simple process. Directly he rejected the Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda have been rejected as two pots of poison.
Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, dviti visar bhanda boliti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kahile.
Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, keboli visar bhanda. two pots of poison. So who wants poison? We want nectar, we don't want poison. So give it up, reject it. And what is the nectar? The nectar is Krishna consciousness. And that has been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. So the process is always remember Krishna, never forget him. And how do we do that? Always chant the holy name of the Lord. Always remain engaged in serving the Lord. Always remain in the association of devotees. So we will be safely situated in remembering Krishna all the time. And we noticed how blissful life becomes since we took to Krishna consciousness. Is there any suffering in Krishna consciousness?
No
suffering. Yes, the body may suffer from disease. Mind sometimes may feel depressed, but doesn't affect us. And what to speak of adhidaivik, adhibhautik, kleshas, everything is Krishna's mercy. Especially when you know that death is actually a stepping stone to the spiritual world, then why should we be afraid of any danger? What can be more dangerous than the possibility of death? But for devotee, death is welcome. Okay, death will mean freedom from this material nature. Devotees, they always practice. If death comes now, what I'll do? Remember Krishna. So one who is not afraid of death, he is not afraid of anything. So Krishna consciousness actually teaches us how to conquer death.
Krishna chetana amaku shiksha deuchi kemiti ame ei mrityu bhoy ru nijaku rakha kariba ba mrityu bhoy ku atikram karibu.
For a devotee, death is a means to go back to Krishna.
Bhakta pai mrityu mane heuchi Krishna par dham
dibo. Like Dhruva Maharaj, the chariot from Vaikuntha came to take him. So Dhruva Maharaj, he was in Badarik Ashram living with the sages, and so the chariot came with two Vishnu Dutas in them, and they came and told him that they came to take him. So Dhruva Maharaj then took a bath and said goodbye to all the sages. And he circumambulated the chariot three times. And then when he was about to get into the chariot, he saw death standing there with folded hands.
Dhruva Maharaj snana kale ebong samastanku pakar bidai neki tanku mane sei ratha ku parikrama kale tinthar parikrama kale ebong jete bele sei ratha aroham kore kale dekhle je mrityu tanku agare chidai chati.
And death told him, please bestow your mercy upon me. So Dhruva Maharaj put his foot on the head of death and climbed into the
chariot.
So to a devotee, death is standing there with folded hands. For devotee to put his foot on his head, to climb into the chariot. Therefore, devotees are totally free from anxiety and free from fear, and they are situated in a blissful state of existence.
କେତେବେଳେ ହେଲେ କୌଣସି ଚିନ୍ତା ବା ବିଚଳିତ ଅବସ୍ଥାରେ ନଥାନ୍ତି, ବିଷମତା ତାଙ୍କୁ ଘାରି ଘାରେ ନାହିଁ, କାରଣ ସେମାନେ ସବୁବେଳେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ଚିନ୍ତାରେ ଥାନ୍ତି।
ଗୌର ପ୍ରେମାନନ୍ଦେ ହରି ହରି ପ୍ରଭୁ ଶ୍ରୀଲ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ କି ଶ୍ରୀଲ ଗୌର ଗୋବିନ୍ଦ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ମହାରାଜ କି ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ରାଧା ଗୋପାଳ ଜୀଉ କି ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ରାଧା ମଦନ ମୋହନ କି ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଦେବ କି ପତିତ ପାବନ ଶ୍ରୀ ଜଗନ୍ନାଥ ଦେବ କି ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ଗୌରହରି କି ଗୌର ପ୍ରେମାନନ୍ଦେ ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀ ନୃସିଂହ ଭଗବାନ କି ସମବେତ ଭକ୍ତବୃନ୍ଦ କି ଗୌର ପ୍ରେମାନନ୍ଦେ नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष
any of the Vaikuntha plan. So he got what emancipation, what mukti, that he can savakya, sarukya, samikya, these five types are there. So I have two doubts there. One thing I would like to know that what mukti got. Second, when we see that someone is getting savakya, it means he gets the same planet. We read in Bhagavad, and someone getting savakya, he gives the same rupa as similar to Lord. But my question is that one when gets sarupya, does he not get the sarupya at the same time?
But not all the time, not always.
How it happens?
Because one can be in shalaka mukti, one can get shalaka mukti, but he may not have the sarupya.
So he may not have the rupa.
Rupa, like Dhruva Maharaj for example, he retained his identity as Dhruva Maharaj. He didn't develop his four-armed Vishnu Rupa, four-armed Vaikuntha form. Another example of that, like Salukya Mukti doesn't necessarily mean Sharukya. Like in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, we see that Gop Kumar went to Vaikuntha, but he retained his identity as a cowherd boy. And the Vaikuntha Vashis were asking, you are in Vaikuntha, and why are you not taking your four-armed form? But Gop Kumar, he didn't want to. He remained his, retained his cowherd boy, two-armed form. So some individuals can, in spite of being in Vaikuntha, maintain his identity, whatever identity he has.
Salokya, Samipya, Satya.
Samipya can be there, In Vaikuntha, Samipa will be there.
Near to Lord.
Right, near to Lord. But Sharupya and Shashti, that may not always take. If the Lord gives, he may take. Diyamanam na grindhanti vinamasevanam jana. Sajujya Mukti devotees don't take.
They don't want that.
Without seva, vina mat sevanam, without service, devotees don't want that mukti.
These muktis are also, sometimes can be different.
Yeah, there are, as you said, there are five types of mukti. Out of them, one is negative and four is positive. But this positive mukti is also devotees don't desire. If the Lord wants, he will take it. But what he wants is his service. And when he has his service, he is already in a liberated state. So why should he want separately? Why should he want liberation separately? Thank you. Any other question? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Once you come to this part, you can still take many lives, as you said. So, where do we go from here to complete the process if you don't complete this life?
No, you don't go anywhere. You just be here. The other paths may take many lifetimes. But once you come to the platform of bhakti, and once you accept bhakti, you have achieved perfection. So just stay on bhakti path. Don't give it up. Alright?
But within the context of bhakti, it's not the goal of achieving this life.
The goal is, the thing is that if we are sincere, the goal can be very easily achieved. What does bhakti provide? Service. Right? If you go to the spiritual, go back to the spiritual sky, what will you do? Continue to serve. So what's the difference between serving him there and serving him here? Right? So service to the Lord is the ultimate perfection. Whether it's here or there doesn't make any difference. That's why devotees don't want liberation. Not that when we go there then we'll serve. That's not the attitude of a devotee. I got the service, I realized that service is the most important consideration, so I'm going to serve. Whether here, there, doesn't matter. And by rendering service, he achieved his perfection. Because what can be greater than service? Even Srimati Radharani is rendering service. Right? So what can be higher than that? Krishna himself, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is rendering devotional service. What can be higher than that? And that has been given to us. We got it. We got it here. So what's the need of searching for something somewhere else? That is what is important to understand, that we have received the highest spiritual benefit that can give us the highest spiritual perfection. Now it's up to us to take full advantage of it.
So what can I do to serve?
Continue to serve. Not only, serve all the Vaishnavas. Actually, the higher we go, greater becomes the sphere of service. Right? At a neophyte stage, we think we will serve only one person. We'll serve our Guru. That's good. But as we make advancement, the sphere of our service increases. As we make advancement, then we see how Krishna actually receives the service through his devotees. And consider what is the highest stage of spiritual perfection. Uttamadhikari devotee, he thinks that everyone else has become pure devotees, only he couldn't become a devotee. Banchitoshmi, banchitoshmi. Banchitoshmi nasamshaya Vishwa Gaura Rashi Magnam Sparshamati Magnamati. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur is saying that I have been deprived. Banchitoshmi. The whole world has become inundated by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I could not even get the touch of it. So as we, that is the mood of a Uttamadhikari. He thinks that everyone else has become a devotee. Not only devotee, everyone else is a pure devotee, only he couldn't become a devotee. That's why Uttamadhikari cannot preach. If you see that everyone else is a devotee, you couldn't become a devotee, how can you preach to them? Therefore, Uttamadhikari comes down to the Madhyamadhikar platform to preach. From Uttamadhikar platform, he cannot preach. So he reserves that mood, he keeps that mood at bay, and then comes to the Madhyamadhikar platform in order to preach.
This statement of yours gives us a question. How Uttamadhikari, he sees all who have become devotees, he himself is not a devotee. But what we understand, actually, he has become a pure devotee. Others are not what we see.
That is a Kanishtha Adhikari. Actually, that is how it works. At the Kanishtha Adhikari platform, we think we are only the devotees, and everyone else is neophyte. Archayameva haraye pujaṁ ya śraddhaye hate natad bhakteshu channeshu sa bhakta prakrita smita. Kanishtha Adhikari. He accepts Krishna, he worships Krishna. But natad bhakteshu channeshu. But he doesn't recognize his devotees. So that means he thinks he is the only devotee and no one else is a devotee. Right? So that is Kanishtha Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari is, he begins to recognize the devotees. Ishvare tadadhineshu balisheshu visatsucha prema maitri kripa upekha jakarati samadhana. He recognizes Krishna. He recognizes Krishna's devotees. He recognizes the innocent and he recognizes the offenders. And respectively, he has prem for Krishna, friendship for his devotee, towards his devotees, compassion for the innocent, and disregard for the offenders. Upekha. So, it's a nice way to recognize what is our situation, in which platform we are in. But Prabhupada said that ISKCON is a Madhyamadhikar situation, preaching mission. So we recognize devotees, we are engaged in distributing Krishna consciousness, and we are engaged in worshipping Krishna. So this immediately brings us to the platform of Madhyamadhikar. But we have to keep on rendering service in the association of devotees, in a proper mood, then advancement will naturally take place. We got it. We got the most precious spiritual gift. It is there. Now we have to learn how to take advantage of it. Prabhupada actually mentioned that in ISKCON, everyone is a pure devotee. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah? And some devotees are shocked that how could Prabhupada say that everyone in ISKCON is a pure devotee? And they ask Prabhupada, what about the new bhaktas? And Prabhupada said, yes, they are also pure devotees. It's a matter of green mango and ripe mango. They may be green now, but if the mango remains in the tree, in course of time it will become green, it will become ripe. So this movement is meant to create pure devotees. Now the question is to remain in the movement. remain in the tree. If we remain in the tree, yes, in course of time we'll become purified. But if the green mango falls out of the tree, then what will happen? It'll rot. It'll never get ripened. So now we have to recognize that all, we are green. We should not. Devotee will not think that he has achieved spiritual perfection. That is the thing about spiritual perfection. The closer you come to perfection, the more you feel how imperfect you are. That is the mood of Uttamadhikari. Because the closer he comes to Krishna, the more he becomes aware of his imperfection.
That is why he develops that
feeling. That's why he develops that feeling. And this also, this point also has been clarified in this way. That, you see, we are minute and we are approaching the absolute. Right? So closer you come to the absolute, what will be your feeling? How minute you are. Right? So that is the natural development in the course of our advancement. The closer we come to Krishna, the more we recognize our minuteness. And then we begin to see how everyone else is actually engaged in serving Krishna. Because everyone else is acting according to Krishna's arrangement. Even the demons are acting according to Krishna's arrangement. So demons are also Krishna's devotees. That is Uttamadhikari's perception.
That is absolute vision.
Absolute vision. Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Prema Vande Hari Hari.